Dear citizens of the world, I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the decision that was necessary and implemented regarding United Nations Security Council. United Nations Security Council declared illegitimate body, effective August 5th, 2017, 2 days ago. United Nations Security Council is no longer in a position to enforce illegal and biased sanctions or authorize unlawful military interventions at will against nations regarded a fair target. United Nations Security Council, a unipolar body representing imperialism and supremacy in the 21st century, violating sovereign status of nations around the globe, is not recognized a valid international authority. I presented a synopsis on the reasons for the elimination of United Nations Security Council. United Nations Security Council is eliminated for the following reasons. The Council, formed in the 20th century, subsequent to World War II, primarily funded by the same forces that are behind perpetual wars in the 21st century, inventing and sponsoring terrorism as pretext to warfare, decided on concentration of power through UNSC. UNSC, comprising five permanent members with veto power, United States, Britain, France, China, and Russia, with the new addition, Germany, proclaimed as P5 plus one, asserted superior authority over the rest of the world. The P5 plus one imperial legacy and quest was no secret in the illegal invasion, occupation, and territorial annexations that continued unabated until today. Not long ago, the second tier was introduced within UNSC. The 15 members had temporary status lasting 2 years, rotated among other UN members, again subject to approval, with P5 plus one exerting influence in the selection and rejection process. The maneuver was to deny other nations permanent membership in the exclusive club. The same principle was adopted using coercion, not barring, threats, and underhand techniques to win votes on UNSC resolutions, undermining legitimacy and integrity on international law. UNSC promoted imperialistic goals that are highlighted in the segment on this topic. UNSC served as a platform for some permanent members to settle political scores on issues that were binding on them to comply with in the increasing threat from them, exacerbating global peace and security. UNSC permanent members' trajectory and ongoing trend violating territorial rights of other nations, besides gross human rights violations within and outside the country, disqualified them to preside over global disputes that they were responsible for and never held accountable. United Nations Security Council was instrumental in imposing starvation and mass poverty via economic sanctions they have never been subject to, despite their egregious involvements in international affairs. Last but not the least, United Nations Security Council is defunct, not trustworthy, and proved incapable of resolving global crises due to their footprints and full-fledged engagement in causing immeasurable pain and misery among world population. The ex-UNSC permanent members' sprawling imperialistic goals, not surprisingly, overlap with each other's lofty ambitions in different regions, exposing one another in the undying territorial quest with little or no concern for myriad problems in the domestic front. Since rationality never given a chance at UNSC from formation to functioning, with decades of failed policies, the UN Security Council paradoxically transformed into a committee championing chaos and political instability world over. In the former UNSC, United States military bases across the globe, along with NATO allies, Britain and France, confront Russia in the Baltic and China in the Yellow South and East China Sea, as well as Africa. Notwithstanding the US presence in Afghanistan, extending over to Central Asia and military operations in Latin America, maintained in the aftermath of colossal failures and regional population demanding foreign troops exit from their soil. Having exhausted means to justify militarization anywhere, including the Korean Peninsula, United Nations Security Council was a convenient fallback to constrict nations defending sovereignty against wanton aggression. Consequently, the sanctions imposed by United States and United Nations Security Council against nations, North Korea, Syria, Cuba, Iran, and Venezuela are null and void. Similarly, Israel's unilateral economic blockade against Gaza is ineffectual and invalid. The resolutions to these nations' issues will be presented in due course. The former UNSC permanent memberships with veto power could be best described as the foxes guarding the chicken's house, unable to shed the trait revealed in vigorous hegemony. Moving forward, subsequent to UNSC dissolution, is review and reorganization of UN General Assembly. I would like to highlight here that UN General Assembly is on a litmus test. UN General Assembly is provided the last chance to demonstrate UN role in presiding over international affairs. Unfortunately, UN role thus far has been extremely disappointing and ineffectual, largely due to United Nations Security Council having had superior authority overriding any decisions made at UN General Assembly. Now, with the elimination of UN Security Council, United Nations General Assembly is at liberty to exercise unanimous authority with contributions from nations around the globe in the decision-making process. The reorganization of UN General Assembly, expected to include members around the globe, regardless of statehood, for fair participation and equal opportunity. Any obstruction to UN role as reliable global forum to preside over international issues would lead to forming a new international body, barring obstructionist measures and anti-humanity strategy, while inviting members in agreement to creation of an international consortium, substituting preferential status with egalitarian position, allowing all nations to contribute in global crisis management through one vote per nation, removing prevalent proxy in the voting process. The issues to be addressed by UN in the post-UNSC annulment will be enumerated in the immediate future. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I will be back elaborating on the issues mentioned in this topic in my next segment. Thank you.